The discussion of the imponderables in God's dealings with men. As we try to sort out how Habakkuk got from his whys to his worship, that he went through a period of involvement with God that is an illustration to us of what happens in our lives when we face the questions that are so difficult for us that seem to have no pertinent answer.
Thank you. I I'm Can't survive much longer. This was the perfect opportunity for the president to get him released and bring him home. And it would have been an easy addition to the Iranian-U.S. deal. Remember, this deal is something that Iran desperately wanted. What they got out of this deal was having economic sanctions eased, freeing up billions of dollars for Iranian oil sales, imports, exports, etc., while the United States, relatively speaking, demanded very little. Iran merely agreed. While we're allowing them to keep the centrifuges in line,
Thank you. Thank you. So do you reckon that? If you want to praise God, you have to be walking in the Spirit. You must be living in submission to the Holy Spirit of God, or there can be no genuine praise. He says you must worship in the Spirit. That is the right Spirit. Out of our human spirit must come the overflow of our gratitude and thanksgiving and praise and joy and celebration and applause for all that who God is. But it can't come out of a rebellious heart. It's not going to. The second thing that is absolutely essential, and that is that we repent of all known sin in our life. That means I cannot come in here with secret sin in my heart, held in my spirit, and praise the living God as if he didn't know anything about it. You see, sin does something to my fellowship. Sin acts as a barrier between God and me. And you know this. You cannot get on your knees in private, in your closet, or in your bedroom, or wherever you have a place for meditation. You can't get on your knees before the Lord and have sweet, wonderful fellowship and praise him and adore him and worship him and bring him your petitions and have perfect peace in your heart, because when there is known sin in our life, what happens is it short circuits the work of the Holy Spirit. And prayer, to be genuine, must be the work of the Spirit of God, lifting that prayer. It is born within him, and it is in our spirit, lifted to the Father through the Lord Jesus Christ. And when the Spirit is grieved because of sin, and the Spirit is quenched because of sin, it doesn't work. It doesn't make any difference what we say, how loud we sing, how glorious it may appear to the world. It doesn't work as long as there is known sin held in the human heart. There's a third requirement, I think, if we're going to praise him, and that is we must have a right relationship with other people. You cannot come to the house of God or worship and praise him privately when things are not right between you and someone else. Now, I mean by that simply that there may be a situation in which you have done your best to make things right, and you have asked for forgiveness, and you have taken the second and the third and the fourth step to make things right. Maybe somebody else is hostile and angry toward you, and no matter what you do, nothing ever changes, or it does not change in your relationship. But I'm talking about in our heart. How in the world can I come to a holy God? Listen, how can you and I come to a holy God who has forgiven us of all of our sin, who loves us not based on our performance, who sees our mistakes and our failures and our sins, and whose forgiveness is overflowing to us? How can I praise the living God when I am holding in my heart a grudge, anger, hostility, something towards someone else because they have wronged me? How can I come to this holy and loving Father who's poured out his forgiveness upon me, knowing that I will sin again against him? He's poured out his forgiveness and loving me unconditionally. And I come to him and praise him and adore him, but over here I have a relationship that's not right. It won't work. Well, something else I want us to note, and that is, if we're going to be able to praise him and worship him, we must lay aside our negative, critical spirits. Can you imagine somebody? Don't like this, don't like that, don't feel good, everything is bad, everything is negative, the whole world's falling apart, nobody cares for them, and everything is wrong, and they're like, oh, praise the Lord Jesus. That doesn't work, because that's not the way you praise him. So we must lay down a critical spirit that's negative. And you see, when you and I walk into this place, we ought to walk in here expecting God to do something in our life. I'll tell you what, if you have a critical spirit, just tell God that you're going to lay it down by faith and you want to start praising him. The next time you feel critical, just start praising the Lord. Just say, God, I'm having to learn. And what I'm really feeling, I don't like, but Lord, I choose to get my attention on you and off of this and start praising you, and God will get you out of that trap. Nothing around you may change. But there is something about praising the Lord that changes our perspective. But there's something else. And that is, you and I must be willing to lay aside
our criticism, our attitude of negativism, but we also must lay aside our hang-ups. Now, our hang-ups come from two directions, from tradition and from fear. Tradition. 100 years ago, the hymns that we sang, that was up. About 50 years or so ago, we started out in the gospel music, and something's happening. That's gone from old hymns of the restoration. Isaac Newton and all these folks.
Thank you. Local businesses. These are businesses who spend time making sure we can recommend without reservation, so you can call them with confidence. You can look for a resource by category or look through the entire list at KBRT740.com. One click will put you in touch with those who are driving economic prosperity in our state and will meet your specific needs with integrity. Private business is the backbone to California's economy and is worthy of your support. And we are doing the legwork for you with our list of quality pre-screened businesses. Again, simply go to KBRT740.com and look for the KBRT Business Directory for the best in the business.
I'm Bill McCormick with the Crawford Stand on this day before Thanksgiving. And Don Crawford, president of Crawford Broadcasting Company, has more to say about thankfulness.
And of course, at Thanksgiving, we are free to celebrate, and we should. We should enjoy and be happy. And even as the food makes us full, the extra dimension is that God as well through Jesus Christ and his coming makes our joy in living supreme and our life through him making life so much more abundant. We enjoy the food of the harvest, the fellowship of family and friends, the fun and good times of the Thanksgiving day, a wonderful day, and of course the football. We eat the bread of the day, the stuffing, all the while we are so grateful for the bread of life. We enjoy the fruits of the plains, even as we rejoice even more in the fruits of the Spirit. We are safe and secure, more so than anywhere else in the world, and we should be grateful and thank the God who indeed blesses America. In my home as a child at Thanksgiving, our family traditionally traveled to a local orphanage. We witnessed to them in word and song, and we brought good things for them and celebrated with Thanksgiving food. The day started with that special blessing for them and for us. And at home thereafter, our family had our own dinner together where we shared love, fellowship, and fun. Our family tradition included a spirited touch football game on the front lawn, and more games, and more fun, and fellowship, and laughter, and joy, and blessings. The joy of the Lord was abundant in our household, and we were grateful. We were thankful to God.
Tomorrow, we celebrate and observe Thanksgiving Day in a world of growing strife. Mr. Crawford will have some thoughts about that. What is your mood on this Thanksgiving Eve? Please share your heart with Mr. Crawford in your email to stand@crawfordbroadcasting.com. stand@crawfordbroadcasting.com.
And please tell us on what station you hear the Stand. When you write to stand@crawfordbroadcasting.com.
Bread shall be given him, his water
shall be sure, thine eyes shall see the king in his beauty. How are we to survive in a world that's hostile? With the Lord Jesus Christ, with an open heart and an open Bible. And when we're there, what do we see in the Bible?
We see the Lord Jesus Christ as the King in his beauty, and the sight feeds our souls. Friendship with God, a unique Bible study that leads to life's greatest achievement of having Friendship with God. Weekday afternoons at 5:30, right here on KBRT. If you can't hear us on the radio, reach for your phone. Hear KBRT anytime with the free TuneIn Radio app for all smartphones. Just something to think about. Turn to the Word for encouragement when you're going through a hard time. 2 Corinthians 3 says, God is our merciful Father and the source of all comfort. He comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort others. When they are troubled, we will be able to give them the same comfort God has given us.